Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
大家好，我是 Anna.
So today we're going to be talking about animals.
Animals?
I love animals.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any pets, Anna?
Can children be pets?
They can be like animals, yeah. So maybe so.
We used to have a fish tank、
mm-hmm.
at home, but...And now we don't have any pets.
Yeah, I don't have any at the moment either. But when I was younger,、mm-hmm. my family had cats、mm-hmm. and fish.
Fish?
And also hamsters. The little ones with the fat cheeks.
A kind of like a...
A little like a mouse, yeah.
Ow!、Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think...
My grandparents also had dogs.、
Wait a minute, you have cat and mouse? So...
They're okay with each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's start the article and talk about some special animals for today.
Okay.
Where am I from?
Every country has a national animal. That animal represents the country's culture, geography, and people.Can you guess which country each animal belongs to? China, Finland, Colombia, England.
Lion. Some people call me the king of the animal kingdom. I am a great hunter.But the females usually catch food for the group.
Brown bear. You can see me eating honey or catching fish. In the fall, I eat a lot of food. That way, I can sleep through the long cold winter.
Parrot. I have bright and colorful feathers. Also,I know how to copy other animals' or humans' voices.
Panda. The first thing you notice is my white body and black eyes. I eat about 10 kilograms of bamboo a day.
Kingdom. Kingdom. Roses are a popular flower in the plant kingdom. Roses are a popular flower in the plant kingdom. Fall. Fall. The leaves of many trees turn red and yellow during the fall. The leaves of many trees.Turn red and yellow during the fall. Colorful. Colorful. Cindy always wears colorful clothing to look pretty. Cindy always wears colorful clothing to look pretty. Notice. Notice. Notice, noticed, noticed.Patty got a haircut, but none of her friends noticed it. Patty got a haircut, but none of her friends noticed it.
So today we're going to talk about some animals that are very special for some countries. The article begins by saying that every country has a national animal.National, N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, national, means to do with one nation or country.
That's right. 所以其实啊，像我们刚刚聊天聊到自己平常养什么宠物啊，但是你知不知道每一个国家都有代表那个国家自己本身的一种动物呢？那么在英文当中叫做 national animal。那么 national 这个字呢，就是一个形容词，表示国家的。那国家你可以说是 nation 或者是 country、
mm-hmm. For another example, we could say every country has a national flag. every country has a national flag.
Right. 所以像国家有自己的代表动物，那么每个国家也会有国旗呀。它的确就叫做 national flag.
Mm-hmm. Every country has a national animal, okay? And that animal represents the country's culture, geography, so the land, and people. If something represents, it's R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, represents, then so if it represents something, it stands for.Or it means that thing.
其实就有表示什么什么的意思。言下之意 ,represent 就是代表的意思。所以我们可以想见啦，这个 national animal, 某一个国家的 national animal 一定会代表 represent 它可能是他们国家的一个 culture,、
mm-hmm.
文化，或者是特别的地理的情况 ,geography, 甚至是他的人。人有什么特别的一个内在的精神 ,people.、
Mm-hmm. Another example with that word, we could say red represents good luck in Chinese culture. Red represents good luck in Chinese culture.
没错啊，红色在中国的文化里面是代表的 good luck,、mm-hmm. not danger.、
Mm. So what we're going to ask is, can you guess which country each animal belongs to?We have four countries, China, Finland, which is in the north of Europe, Colombia in South America, and my very own country, England.
Okay, 所以我们今天呢有四个国家来让你选哦，让你来猜猜看哪一个国家它的代表动物是哪一种动物呢？不过这四个国家当然我们要先复习一下 China, 中国、mm-hmm. Finland, 就是芬兰咯 Colombia,哥伦比亚、mm-hmm. 还有就是 Pat 的祖国英国、mm-hmm. England.
Yes. Now let's introduce our animals. Try and guess which one represents each country. We'll tell you the answers at the end. First is the lion. Some people call me the king of the animal kingdom. I am a great hunter, but the females usually catch food for the group.
好，所以 lion 可能你已经背过这个单字，或者是没有，但是 lion 是狮子的意思。那么狮子，当然公狮长得很漂亮，母狮也很漂亮。Usually the females 通常都是母狮啊，去外头找食物给小孩跟公狮子吃。
Mm-hmm. So a kingdom, K-I-N-G-D-O-M, kingdom is one of the three traditional.Divisions of the natural world.、
Mm-hmm.
There used to be the animal kingdom for、mm-hmm. all the animals, the plant kingdom for trees and flowers, and also a kingdom for tiny little animals that you can't see. These days, scientists have made up more kingdoms to divide up life into more groups.
Okay, 所以其实我们看到的这个单字 kingdom 就是王国的意思，那么它的拼法是 K-I-N-G-D-O-M K-I-N-G-D-O-M Kingdom, 王国、
mm-hmm. Here's an example sentence. Roses are a popular flower in the plant kingdom. Roses are a popular flower in the plant kingdom.
不过在这个例句当中，我们大概不会说植物的王国，我们可能说在植物的世界里面啊，那么比较常看到普遍的花呢，大概就是看到 rose 是比较多了。
Mm-hmm. So that's the lion. Next, there、mm-hmm. is the brown bear. You can see me eating honey or catching fish. In the fall, I eat a lot of food. That way, I can sleep through the long, cold winter.
Okay, 所以看到 bear 知道一定是熊，但是什么样的熊呢？是台湾灰熊吗？台湾黑熊吗？还是什么熊？是 brown bear. Brown 是棕色的意思，那猜的没错，它就是棕熊。那么棕熊是怎么样呢？我们看到一些简介，比如说吃 honey, 会吃蜂蜜啊，还有当然棕熊，熊会抓鱼，而且重点是 in the fall, 在某一个季节的时候，它会吃很多食物哦，这样才能够度过冬天。
Mm-hmm. The fall, F-A-L-L, fall, is the season of the year between summer and winter, when leaves change color and the weather becomes colder. Some people say autumn, A-U-T-U-N-N, autumn.
That's right. 所以我们刚说某个季节，冬天之前这个季节其实就是秋天啦。秋天在英文当中有两个单字，一个叫做 fall, F-A-L-L, 另外一个字呢叫做 autumn, A-U-T-U-M-N, 注意拼字哦。
Mm-hmm. So we could say, the leaves of many trees turn red and yellow during the fall. The leaves of many trees turn red and yellow during the fall.
Right, 尤其是在北美那个地方，加拿大啊，那个地方的秋天特别的漂亮。
Mm-hmm. The next animal is the parrot. This is a kind of bird. I have bright and colorful feathers. Also, I know how to copy other animals or humans' voices.
所以他知道怎么样 copy 很多其他动物跟人类的声音哦。那当然我们知道是鹦鹉咯 parrot.、
Mm-hmm. Colorful, C-O-L-O-R-F-U-L, means having very bright colors or having lots of colors. Like a really bright garden full of lots of different flowers.、
Mm-hmm.
A parrot has colorful feathers, that's F-E-A-T-H-E-R-S.Feathers, which are like clothes or hair for a bird.
所以啊，在这边我们看到两个很重要的单字。第一个呢，就是 colorful， 因为我们知道 color 是颜色的意思。那么如果在单字的后面加上 ful， 就变成有充满什么什么之意。所以 colorful 就变成有充满颜色的意思，或者是各式各样颜色的、多彩多姿的。那么当然，我们提到 parrot 鹦鹉都知道，好像。彩虹在它的身上扫过一样，有各式各样的颜色，所以这个羽毛的颜色是多彩多姿的。我们看到 colorful feathers 羽毛。
Let's use colorful in a sentence. Cindy always wears colorful clothing to look pretty. Cindy always wears colorful clothing to look pretty.
对啦，如果衣服上的颜色多一点，是会比较抢眼。
The last animal is the panda. The first thing you notice is my white body and black eyes. I eat about 10 kilograms of bamboo a day.
对，熊猫哦，一天可以吃十公斤的竹子哦。
If you notice, N-O-T-I-C-E, notice something, you see or hear something or someone and become aware of something.Or someone.
That's right. 所以你当你注意到，不管是听到啊，看到啊，这个所谓的注意，在英文当中叫做 notice.、
Mm-hmm.
Notice.
Yeah, like ah.、Mm-hmm. For example, Patty got a haircut, but none of her friends noticed it. Patty got a haircut, but none of her friends noticed it.
那她可能只是修一下而已啦。
Okay, so which animal goes with which country?Do you know?
我知道 China 的这个 national animal 是 panda.
Yes, China is panda,、mm-hmm. and I'm from England,、mm-hmm. so I know that one. It's the lion, because English people like to think we're brave, like the lion.
Oh, 像狮子一样勇敢、啊 mm-hmm. How about Colombia?
Colombia? I think
I think it's bear.
No, bears no? live in cold countries like Finland, so、
right.
must be the bear for Finland and the parrot in a hot jungle country、uh-huh. like Colombia.
That's right, 所以芬兰的代表动物呢是 brown bear,、mm-hmm. 而最后的 Colombia, 它代表动物其实是 parrot.
That's right. Okay, let's end today's article. Today, we've learned about four national animals, the lion for England,Panda for China,、
mm-hmm.
brown bear for Finland, and parrot for Colombia. But there are a lot more countries in the world, and they have national animals too.
对啊，所以希望在明天的文章当中还能够多学一些 national animals.、
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we're going to look at four more countries、mm-hmm. and find out what their national animals are.
So until then, I'm Anna.
And I'm Pat.
See you next time.
See you then. Bye-bye.
A 小聚会，
不要走，不要离开我，
已经来
拜托，不要走，不要离开我，
好，是514。
四的乘客，请到十五号登机门。Passengers of flight 4514, please go to gate 15.
再见了。
Oh no!
Hi everyone, I'm Evita. 大家都一定看过偶像剧桥段，刚刚的桥段真是堪称经典啊！每次都会有男女主角在机场或是车站上演离别的戏码。不过，撇开剧情不谈，刚刚有个重点，不知道大家听到了吗？Passengers of flight 4514, please go to gate 15. Passengers of flight 4514, please go to gate 15. 航班编号4514的乘客，请到十五号登机门。这就如同火车要进站的时候，一定会广播说：现在月台进站的是143号，开往高雄的自强号，请各位旅客在第一月台候车。是一样的道理。OK， 刚刚我们说到 flight。4514就是 flight number， 班机号码。那么 gate 就是登机门，所以登机门当然是为了要登机 board 咯。所以我的航班在十五号登机门登机。My flight is boarding at gate number 15。总之，各位登机之前耳朵一定要竖起来听仔细哟。
为什么垃圾车都只能说 garbage truck， 不能说 trash truck 呢？
一般垃圾我们可以用 garbage 或者是 trash 来表示，可是其实在口语上两个字呢有时候可以互用哦。 But there could be a difference between trash and garbage。如果要仔细区分的话呢， trash 比较是指这个纸屑啦，所以放在桌上的这种小垃圾桶装这个小纸屑或是小垃圾，我们就可以用 trash can。 You can put paper or dry products in a trash can。 可是呢，如果是要用来装这个厨余啦，或者是狗便便啦，或者是任何吃完喝完丢掉的这个瓶罐等等的垃圾呢，我们就要丢在哪里呢？就是 garbage can， 或者是分类回收桶，那英文就称为 recycling or recycle bin。 So garbage can include food waste, but trash does not. That's why a garbage can is usually bigger than a trash can. 因此呢，一般我们在路上看到的垃圾车，英文就要用 garbage truck。当然了，它里面的垃圾可大可小，什么都可以装啦。那注意哦，英国人他们其实讲垃圾的时候既不会用 garbage 也不会用 trash， 他们用的是 rubbish 这个字， R-U-B-B-I-S-H， 所以他们垃圾桶当然是说 rubbish bin。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然垃圾桶我们可以用 trash can 还有 garbage can， 可是如果要细分的话呢， trash can 比较像是放在书桌上或者是办公室装少纸屑的垃圾桶，而 garbage can 可以装家里的厨余或是不要的垃圾等等。注意哦，英国人他们说 rubbish bin 就是垃圾桶的意思。
Where am I from?
Every country has a national animal. That animal represents the country's culture, geography, and people. Can you guess which country each animal belongs to? China, Finland, Colombia, England.
Lion.Some people call me the king of the animal kingdom. I am a great hunter, but the females usually catch food for the group.
Brown bear. You can see me eating honey or catching fish. In the fall, I eat a lot of food. That way, I can sleep through the long cold winter.
Parrot. I have bright and colorful feathers. Also, I know how to copy other animals' or humans' voices.
panda. The first thing you notice is my white body and black eyes. I eat about 10 kilograms of bamboo a day.
Kingdom. Kingdom. Roses are a popular flower in the plant kingdom. Roses are a popular flower in the plant kingdom. Fall. Fall. The leaves of many trees turn red and yellow during the fall. The leaves of many trees turn red and yellow during the fall. Colorful. Colorful. Cindy always wears colorful clothing to look pretty. Cindy always wears colorful clothing to look pretty. Notice. Notice. Notice, noticed, noticed. Patty got a haircut, but none of her friends noticed it. Patty got a haircut, but none of her friends noticed it.